So in this video, we're going to look at simple pay-per-click ads, which are search ads. And these are really the simplest of all ads to set up. We only need to write a very short text ad. In fact, the AI can help us do it nowadays. Enter a few keywords that we think are relevant to our product and start paying, and pay per click, as the name pay-per-click, you know, PPC suggests. We're going to basically target traffic on search engines like Google and Bing. So people search for keywords, your ad appears, and you then pay per click. Now, it's actually less competitive today than it was just a few years back, which is kind of surprising. You see these platforms just get more and more competitive. But today, a lot of money is moved to YouTube and Facebook. And part of the reason for that is because you can scale very, very quickly. You make a huge amount of money on those platforms, although it's, you know, takes a good offer, good positioning, a lot of time and a lot of money to kind of let the AI pixel kind of work out what your offer is about, which we'll talk about in another video. But the Google and Bing and also DuckDuckGo to an extent are great platforms because they are perpetual and insanely targeted, okay? And so rather than try and make $100,000 in a month with a platform like YouTube and Facebook and, you know, with the AI pixel, we can instead try and make a consistent $100 a day forever by having a well-positioned offer running on the correct keyword. It also gives you instant data about your niche, and so you can throw up, you know, five different keywords across a few campaigns, see which one sticks, and then use that to kind of research other approaches, maybe find keywords that you want to target with SEO, maybe look for interests that you can run on Facebook, or, you know, ideas that you can target on YouTube. There's also no waiting for the pixel to fire, which we'll talk about, you know, running campaigns on YouTube and Facebook. We kind of need to wait for the pixel to gather enough data about our product for it to be able to target people properly, which, you know, costs money and time. The way to approach this, and this again is a whole rabbit hole, but we'll want to find a buyer keyword on a platform such as WordStream, which is a free tool. There are other tools. There's a keyword search tool built directly into AgentX, by the way. And then in terms of generally what are going to be the best keywords are competitors, those anchor brands that we talked about earlier. So in my case, it might be ChatGPT. The kind of products that relate to what you're doing, you can find long tail variations of those. Product keywords in general, so what describes your product? Is it, you know, AI agent for marketers? Is it lightweight laptop? Is it keyword research tool? Those product genre keywords, I call them, those are always really good. And then also long tail keywords, and, you know, generally keep it simple and broad when setting up your first campaign on Google. You know, you don't want to be doing like seven exact match kind of long tail keywords. You want to start broad, see what works, and then gradually refine down based on looking at your reports and seeing what's working well. Now, Google, of course, is the biggest search engine and therefore the biggest opportunity for traffic when it comes to PPC ads. But Bing and in particular DuckDuckGo, which I've mentioned earlier, are also worth a look. They tend to be lower volume, lower traffic, but also much less competitive, much cheaper. And I found, especially in the case of Bing, that the audience is a little less tech savvy and cynical, and that can actually raise conversions a little bit sometimes. Also, one additional tip, you will want to look at getting an AgentX authority site and then putting a sales page on top of it to build a website which is both highly compliant, which is key for when running these types of ads, but also generates a lot of targeted traffic. So that's it for this video, and I will see you in the next one.